You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Third hour here on WEEI Afternoons. If you're watching on Twitch, and you should be, Ted and Dan, at least, are good-looking men in the middle of your screen right now. Me, I just got an ugly Grinch sweatshirt on. But you notice that Dan Ball has jumped in studio with us.
Hi, boys.
Fitzy was fighting it a little bit, dealing with something. Gave us a couple hours, but Dan Ball's going to step up to the big chair. Also helps out the Twitch look because you're sitting right in front of the Christmas tree, and it gives us like a festive Twitch look in the background.
That's true. And it compliments you nicely because you're wearing a Grinch sweatshirt right now and acting like one, and so I get the Christmas spirit behind me.
Yeah, I think you forced that. I've been in a good mood.
There's always an underlying Grinch in you all year round, 24/7.
That is absolutely fair. Reminder, about a half hour from now, we give away our final football in the QB Under the tree we just talked about contest, one that now has a large Jermaine Wiggins photo on it next to the Greg Hill photo.
Yeah. So, we getting up there?
I think we should put a Ted up there. Well, we should look into that.
Put a Ted head up there, yeah.
Big Ted Johnson right up on the tree.
That's what that tree needs.
4:30, QB Under the tree. We give away our final ball. Could be anyone. We've given away Drake May. We've given away Jacoby Brissett, Cam Newton, Tom Brady. You never know. Could be. I don't know.
A little B. Hoyer?
Did you bring one?
We haven't done a B. Hoy.
Yeah, can you go get one? I don't think we had one. But 4:30, QB Under the tree. But more importantly, on Sunday, Gillette Stadium, 1 o'clock. Yes, another great 1 o'clock game. You could argue maybe the game of the week.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, Drake May, last year's MVP, maybe this year's MVP, battling for the AFC East crown. So, Ted Johnson, we're going to build this game up. It's a big one, but I think you have some nuggets over there that will really build it up.
Yeah. You know, so let's, I think to go forward, we have to go back. What do you think about that?
Interesting.
So, let's look back, week five game against the Patriots and the Bills, and just see what kind of revealed itself in that game that might be helpful to predict what's going to happen in this game. Everybody's talking about the run game. The run game, it's the key matchup for a lot of outlets. They're talking about the Bills' rushing attack. James Cook, second in the NFL with 1,300 rushing yards. It says here if the Bills are going to split the season series and keep faint hope alive, they're going to have to get James Cook going. And the first game between these two teams, the Bills lost 23-20. Mostly because they committed three turnovers. People need to remember that. The Patriots were +2 in the turnover margin. And just barely won the game with the field goal late in the game. So and James Cook only rushed for 49 yards at 3.3 yards per. What I'm kind of nervous about is I'm always nervous about Josh running the ball. He had 9 carries in that game versus the Patriots. No touchdowns, but he averaged 6 yards per carry. You know, there's nothing more demoralizing than the old QB scamper for a first down. Josh is probably good for an average of 2 to 2.5 rushing first downs a game, which is a lot. So can you keep him bottled up? I'm curious how they defend him. They did use a spy in the first game. It was really not effective.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'll be effective in this game either, Dan.
And, you know, they had another chance against an equally mobile quarterback in Justin Fields, and one who was not nearly as much of a passing threat. And he put up 67 rushing yards and scored a touchdown on you when you played the Jets.
Yeah.
So with Josh Allen coming up and Lamar Jackson coming up in weeks now to end the regular season, that's a must solve for the Patriots on defense. Is there a guy on the defensive side that you're targeting as this is the one I'm having to spy Josh Allen this weekend?
I think Marte Mapu, is he up and running? He's active,
yeah,
right?
Good to go.
So to me, he makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Look, Spillane, he's fast. He's quick, quicker and faster than I could ever be. But he's still not probably the guy you want shadowing him. So I think Marte Mapu is, because you need somebody that can hold up against the run, because
yeah,
you're putting him kind of shallow in the middle of the defense. So he's the kind of guy that can also stop the run and spy the quarterback.
Just real quick, adding to that, today's practice and injury report for the second straight day, Robert Spillane is limited with a foot injury. He's questionable for the game, so I'm assuming he'll play. He's limited in practice. I think he'll play, but if you already aren't sure if he can keep up with Josh Allen, and now he's battling a foot injury that might limit his quickness or his speed or his whatever, Mapu might be the better guy.
What I would do is similar to what I think is what teams should do against Drake May. I feel like there's, right, if you're playing Drake May and you look at his style, it's not too dissimilar to Josh's.
Right.
So I would defend the two in a similar fashion, which I think teams that had the most effectiveness kind of slowing down Drake May were the teams like the Falcons that had 6 sacks against them. They rushed 5 guys. And they just were very disciplined in their rush. They didn't do loops or twists. So it's really the quarterback drops back and he goes, oh, crap, everyone's covered. You play man-to-man so that you take away the quick passes, and then you have middle of the field safety. If he doesn't know where to go with the football fast, he wants to run. Oh, wait, the outside edges are crumbling in. There's nowhere to go in the A, B, or C gap. Where do I go? Oh, sack. So I would kind of attack Josh that way. I would blitz him more with 5 guys, play cover one like I just mentioned, man-to-man, single high safety, and see if that doesn't reward you more than how you played it in the first game.
And we saw Vedarian Lowe hold up decently well, I would say, against the Giants' pass rush. The mm-hmm. thing that kind of confused me,
yeah,
they didn't rush the passer as efficiently or as much as I thought they were going to compared to the personnel that they have on their defense. So if you are more aggressive, we haven't seen how Lowe is able to handle a rush of that significance. Good news that Jared Wilson is back, so it kind of shores up that side of the line a little bit, but definitely would be a matchup to watch on that side.
Absolutely. And while we're going through the injuries here before you move on, Ted, we've talked a lot about this guy from a Bills perspective this week. That's Christian Benford, who had the huge play last week. Well, I mean, he kind of got a gift from Joe Burrow, but he turned it into a touchdown, swayed that game. He's been a playmaker for them. He was in a walking boot, soft shoe thing yesterday. He is questionable. He did not practice today, Ted. So I know you've been around a lot of these football teams and sort of trends and injuries. How big a deal? They list him as questionable, but he didn't practice on Friday. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, this is a good one. Is this Sean McDermott playing some head games? I mean, so clearly you want the Patriots to see that he's in a boot.
Yep.
I mean, if you're in a boot on a Thursday practice?
Yep.
I mean, I wish if I could see what he was wearing today, you know.
He is not in a boot today. I saw a video come from practice.
He's playing.
He was walking a little gingerly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looked like he was out of the boot of practice.
He was selling it. Good.
Yeah.
He was, do they see me limping? So, To me, that smells fishy. So I'm going to say that he's playing.
Okay.
But if he's got any issue at all, let's test him. Let's see what you could. But I don't think Drake's to that point yet where he could just, all right, I'm going to pick that guy out and pick on that guy. I just think he just wants to know where's the open guy. Let's go to him. But right. You know, as he evolves, he will be able to identify who the weakness is and go there probably, but probably not in this game. So that's my guess is he will play you guys. I'm not really that worried about it. I mean, the best strength for the Patriots is the passing game, right?
And it's one of the biggest discrepancies between what the Patriots do well and what the Bills do poorly on defense. From your friends over at Patriots.com, Andy, the Patriots rank second in explosive pass play rate this season, 19.4%, against a Bills defense that ranks 22nd in defending it. Ooh. So even with Christian Benford on the field, they have still really struggled to limit those X plays that the Patriots have made their bread and butter this season. So that's a matchup that, regardless of Benford's health, you need him completely healthy in order to defend it. But they've been kind of shockingly bad against it so far this year.
Okay. So the Patriots, we'll go on to the next thing. The Patriots defense still ranked last in the red zone, which is alarming because it's a very worthwhile metric to kind of look at and focus on. I find, you know, third down, red zone to me are two hugely important situations that come up in a game that you got to be really good at. The defense for the Patriots is excellent against third down, but just they're the worst in the red zone. And you have the Buffalo Bills top 10 in offense in the red zone, and particularly the quarterback is, you know, a lot of boots, a lot of scrambles. So they are going to have to make sure that they contain him in the red zone, particularly running the football, because I think that's where they get a lot of their touchdowns is him running football. So can the Patriots defense stand, kind of finally figure out their red zone woes?
It's also going to be fascinating, Andy. You talked about this earlier, to see how they deploy James Cook in the red zone.
Yep.
Because you know that guys are going to be smelling blood in the water from the fact that he put the ball on the ground twice last week. So does that put more pressure on Allen in order to convert those? Are you in a situation where normally you'd be running the ball, but maybe you're going to try to pass, and can you force mistakes that way? So I'm sure they'll give him a chance to earn that trust back, but it's certainly something that you got to imagine the Patriots defense is going to be aiming for.
Oh, absolutely. I have to assume that Zach Kaur and all those guys are harping on, he put the ball on the ground twice last week. Let's make him do it again, especially if we add a little snow to the mix like it was last week, and it's maybe a slightly slippery or there's wetness or whatever in the air. But that is, you look at, I think it's 21 touchdowns between them, Cook and Josh Allen rushing the ball. That's one of the more formidable red zone goal line combos you're going to find in the NFL. Like, that puts pressure on everybody. And I'll add another little injury nugget that I'll get Ted's analysis on as well, because you talk about the edges and Josh Allen and rolling out. Harold Landry did not practice yesterday with a knee injury. And then he practiced today fully, and he's not even on the injury report. He doesn't have I found that weird. Like,
he hurt his knee in week six, and he's played ever since.
Yeah,
with this knee. So,
and I guess yesterday was just load management or injury management for a veteran. But he's one of your keys on the edge.
He is leading the team in the sacks, isn't he?
Yes, I believe.
Or is
so
it
still?
Chaseon? But I guess the point is, part of me is like, are we going to really miss him? I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah,
pooing him. That seemed a little dismissive.
That traffic got me.
That came off harsh.
I'm saying things I don't mean.
Wow. Yeah,
he does lead him by one.
If he doesn't play, we even going to miss him.
Seven and a half to six and a half.
Yeah, the leading sack guy on your defense. Is it important, Ted? Okay, sorry. Let's back up. Back me up, Stiz. So he's going to be important, obviously.
I'm sure they're all garbage time sacks, though. Yeah, right. Nothing significant.
Right. Let me just take your attention. If you had to rank, if you're Zach Kaur and you're devising a game plan for the Bills, what are your top three things that you're trying to stop?
The run.
Okay, but who?
James Cook.
Okay, yep.
That's one.
And that's two.
James Cook, Josh Allen as a runner.
I like that.
Is my
That's
two.
That's exactly right, yes.
And then Josh Allen as a passer and the passing game.
My gosh, that is so good. And then if you had to go fourth, what would you say? And Jardy poo-pooed it.
A specific aspect of the passing game would be the tight ends in the middle of the field.
Dude, it's
If you ever get a coaching job, I'm your defensive coordinator.
Simpatico.
Hey, he went to Tufts. Don't forget that.
That's right, baby.
So he, you know,
no wonder McDaniels loves
Mikey
you so
G,
much.
He, you said Dalton Kincaid. He was like, really? Dalton Kincaid? I mean, he was 6 for 6 for 108 yards against you last time. I mean, he was wide open.
Right.
And the thing about Dalton Kincaid, he's like Brock Bauer to me. They're like so small for tight ends.
They're wide receivers.
They're wide receivers
playing the
but
tight end.
But they hide
position.
In the tight end spots, right? And they edge in the line. So you forget about them and they kill you.
It's kind of the Kelce effect. Like, it's kind of the same deal where he is a little bit bigger and more formidable, but it's the same.
Wide open all the time.
Right. And you get those matchups with the linebackers who aren't as good as you, and you're able to just toast them in the middle of the field. Yeah. And that's been a huge part of their offense since he got drafted.
And a big reason they also get open, Dan, is because the play action's so effective that they lose their coverage. They forget, where was my guy? And he's, you know, behind you. So Dalton Kincaid, I would rank him just exactly how you rank the priorities for the defense. Stopping James Cook running, stopping the quarterback, Josh Allen running, stop Josh Allen passing, and then Dalton Kincaid is going to be really the only, I think, skill player that is the biggest concern.
And you just kind of explained how it could happen that the tight ends become an issue. So you told me the first thing we need to do is stop the running game.
Right.
So when they put the ball in the running back's belly, where am I going? Toward the running back, not dropping into any pass coverages. And then you told me you also need to make sure the quarterback doesn't run. So I'm kind of thinking about the quarterback as a runner. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, shoot, I was supposed to get 12 yards deep and get that tight end that's in the middle of the field, wasn't I? And I'm only at 9 yards deep because I spent too much time thinking about those guys in the backfield. Yep. And the other thing I'd throw in there, Ted, I don't know if this is a concern from you. The middle of the field tackling has been a concern for this football team.
Yeah.
Remember the A-chain play? And I know that was a long time ago. Last week, which receiver from the Giants caught the ball and then nobody tackled him? He caught it at like the 20, 22.
Yeah.
The middle of the field tackling at times has been a little suspect. And I worry about that in conjunction with those tight ends.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point. And real quick, you know, we got to talk. We got to talk stakes. What's at stake?
Division crown.
Huh? What's that steak, huh?
Oh, those steaks?
Get that sounder up. Go there.
Filet mignon.
You know what? I had a steak the other day, and I was down there in Houston. I'm just going to say the name of the restaurant. Sorry. Taste of Texas.
Okay, good.
I didn't like my steak.
Oh, no.
You know what? The steaks I like are the ones where they come out with the... They got rags on them because it's so damn hot, the plate. And you set the plate down, and the steak's sizzling.
Yeah.
That's what I want my steak like.
It wasn't that.
It wasn't like that.
No.
They put it on a cold plate, cooling off right there in front of you.
Was it like a legit steakhouse? Like a
nice
place?
It was. It's the taste of Texas.
There is nothing worse than going to a steakhouse and being disappointed in your steak.
Dude.
It's like, why don't you just close your doors?
I mean, you don't want to go to Taste of Texas and order fish.
Right. No.
Yeah.
No.
So just if you're a steakhouse and you make steaks, you sell steaks, get them sizzling. So what is that steak for? What's more at stake? The Buffalo Bills or the Patriots? Like, what is a more who's this game more important for?
I would certainly think it's the Bills to try to keep the Patriots from wrestling the mantle away from you in the AFC East. Already, you're a year and a half into the Drake May experience, half a year and change into the Vrabel experience, and your window to win the AFC East is already closing. Even if you're not going to come back and win it, you've already been beaten once. It was your first loss of the year and your only loss at home. There's a ton at stake just reputation-wise for the Bills this weekend.
Yeah, and we're getting late in the year for a Bills team that's supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. Like, when are you going to find yourself? When are you going to hit your stride? When are you going to be consistently that good football team? If you go into New England and they sweep you with Drake May, the young quarterback, you get the MVP, they get the young quarterback. They're in their first year of existence as, like, an organization in terms of Vrabel and all the coaching and the roster, like, that's hard to bounce back from. That's where you get into questions about Sean McDermott and long-term and what are we doing.
I kind of love that you guys, that's where you guys went. It's just the kind of the long-term psychological impact of a loss for the Bills. I mean, look, they lose this game. They're probably still in the play. They're still in the playoff hunt. The number one seed is out. The division's out. But they're still in the playoffs. But I think the bigger kind of issue at hand for the Bills is just the long term. Oh crap!
Yep,
we're not the top dog in the AFC East anymore.
And I love that we played the audio yesterday, Ted, of Drake May, something like, We have to take the division from them. He used the word take.
I like that.
Even
it's
though
respect.
They're
respect.
Ahead, even yeah. though like we already beat them, there was no like we're in the driver's seat kind of tone to them. It was they're coming to our house, and if we want what we want, we got to take it from them. And I love that mentality from them. But I think the Bills are the flip side. They know they're trying to hold on to it for dear life, right? Like that rope is yeah. slipping a little bit. I think that's a fascinating aspect of this game, which do we agree this might be the game of the week in the National Football League or one of them?
You would think the NFL would think so. They would have flexed it to a better time slot.
But there's just, there's other, I mean, there are other good games.
I mean, there's great games.
We're going to get into that on our picks, right? Later? Yep. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into our picks.
We're going to talk about just the overall
great week.
How guys have done so far yeah. overall this season.
Yeah, and how certain
records,
guys.
You know,
records and stuff.
Stats.
Win streaks.
I'm a huge stats guy.
Yeah.
Who has the longest guy. Winning streak, things of that
stuff
nature.
Like that.
Man.
Best record in the last 3 weeks or whatever.
Andy, I can't hear you down there behind
That's
us.
Awesome.
Though, man.
Up next, we do need, and thank you, Ted.
Yep.
Well done on the build-up. Up next, we do need to dabble a little bit more in this Drake May, Josh Allen matchup, MVP versus could-be MVP. The guy who was the measuring stick of physical play in the NFL, talent, and now Drake May, the guy who's compared to him and coming up on him fast. And we have some audio, Mike Vrabel talking about the two, which was interestingly accepting of the comparison between Josh Allen and Drake May. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons, as well as QB Under the Tree. It's almost 4:30, so get that play call. Get ready to dial. That's up next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
next here on WEEI. It's Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. I thought, interestingly, being somewhat accepting of questions about the comparisons between Josh Allen and Drake May, the reigning MVP, the arguably the physical specimen of quarterback in the NFL, right?
While also being a little cautionary.
Oh, yeah.
He throws his shoulder down a little more than I'd like Drake May to.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's also very fair. But I mean, it's a compliment. You have to acknowledge it for the compliment that it is. If you're Vrabel, Diggs said the same thing. It's a compliment in the league to be compared to that guy.
If you built a quarterback or wanted to compare quarterbacks, Josh Allen is in the top, you know, 5 to 10 physically of the last, I don't know, 50 years?
Yeah.
40 years, like whatever it is.
Cam Newton, physical.
Cam Newton, absolutely.
Usually.
But I would argue Josh Allen adds a better throwing ability. People get mad at me when I bring this name up. I think John Elway, Josh Allen are kind of in the same mold.
Yeah.
Build. Total package. Run around you, run over you, touch pass, but I can throw a laser that you won't even see coming kind of pass. Like, he does it all, and the head coach is like, yeah, no, I can kind of see the comparisons.
John couldn't win a Super Bowl until he got a running game. Josh has a running game, and where are the Super
Bowls?
Season's
not over
yet,
though.
Buffalo fans, where is the Super Bowl?
James Cook, best year?
Josh can't win a Super Bowl until he gets a coach. That's what Josh can't get. He needs a coach that doesn't a coach that coaches defense that chokes on the defensive side of the ball in every big game is one of the wildest just things that has manifested itself. He needs somebody who can scheme his way in a playoff game, man.
Where does the coach show up the most? Like, where does Sean McDermott show up in a game where you go, they need a new coach?
When
you game management, or is it just?
It is game management. It's game management and play calling in a 2 minute drill on defense. It's the times the prime example is the 12 seconds where you somehow allow Kansas City to get into field goal range to go to overtime in what was one of the greatest football games of all time. But yeah, it's clock management, game management, awareness. Was it you yesterday who said he needs a stretch?
Yes.
He needs somebody in his ear essentially making the tough decisions
for him. Calm down, relax, and let's make a good decision here.
You're right.
I think we could do this. Could we come up with a syllabus to teach a college course on clock management?
Absolutely.
If you're a head coach and you put out on LinkedIn that you want a time manager to come work for you, I think that job should be worth a couple hundred grand.
Absolutely.
300 grand.
It is critical.
How important that situation is.
Critical.
And how many coaches, how many times did Andy Reid blow the 2 minute situation for his team when he was with the Eagles, and a little bit when he was with, he got better when he got to the the Kansas City. But just can somebody help these guys?
And I get it.
They look stupid. They look like they can't coach,
and they're smart men.
They can coach every other position, but they can't coach the 2 minutes.
But it's pressure. It's the situation. It's the moment. It's rush. It's anxiety. It's whatever. We'll get right back to that because Stiz, it's 4:30. Feel like it's time to give something away.
Folks. It's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My boy squeaked that football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. I hope you were listening, but even if you weren't, I'm going to be nice. I'm the nice professor. 617-931-0937. That is the contest number to win yourself a football from Under the Tree, the final football from Under the Tree. And I don't know how you work. I don't know how Santa worked in your house. Sometimes the last present's the best present. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, call now. Caller number 10. Customers can order their premium freshly cut tree, setup tree service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston.
It's a good time, the Snowport.
It is.
Yeah.
Although
it's long lines, though. Sometimes it's hard to get into.
And there's complaints. I haven't been this year. There's a new fancy cheese sandwich that apparently is awesome, but smells awful.
Oh, really?
And, the odor actually, spreads throughout the area.
Okay.
And, you kind of almost have to hold your nose and eat it, but it's worth it because it's the greatest
ever.
That's
the weirdest thing ever. Something that stinks so bad, but it tastes so good.
Yes.
How does that work?
I don't know, but it's all over TikTok and social media.
Okay.
And I want to try. You know me, I love
that's
like,
a
weird
good.
Food.
I recommend it. There's the vendors there are unique. They're fun. There's you. My guess is if you go there and you can't find something, that's probably on you.
Absolutely,
it's really good selection there.
Dan Ball, what'd you find under the tree?
Okay, boys. It may not be the greatest. Yet.
Hold on. Oh, teasy teasy.
But according to some of our callers yesterday, including James from Exeter, it may be in due time the best because we got a Drake May ball.
Hey,
go.
Let's go.
I
was like, Joe Milton doesn't play on his team anymore. What are you talking about?
A Drake May autographed football is going to caller number 10.
That
if
should,
you know the play call.
Get some people excited. To
Teddy
call
won't like the play call, even though we came to find out later that maybe
I signed off on it.
Ted signed off
on
the play calls.
I didn't really look at the list all that hard.
What's that, rubber stamping it or whatever? You just kind of rubber stamped it.
I
right
saw Wiggy.
The auto pen.
Yes, Wiggy already kind of signed off on it. I'm like, well, if Wiggy would know more than I would. So those are offensive play calls. I don't know those calls.
Ted, can I give you a taste of your own medicine, a little numbers, and you tell me whether they're meaningful at all?
Sure.
Okay. So Josh Allen. The home road splits in the 2025 season are this, and you tell me whether those matter Sunday afternoon at 1 at Gillette Stadium. At home, Josh Allen has played 7 games, Ted. In those games, he's completed 74.4% of his passes for 1,910 yards with 16 touchdowns passing and 4 interceptions for a 119.2 passer rating. He also has 9 rushing touchdowns at home. 6 games on the road. He's completing 64% of his passes, 1,173 yards, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions for an 82.2 passer rating, and he only has 3 rushing touchdowns. So he runs better at home. He scores better at home. He turns the ball over much more often on the road, and the passer rating is a 40-point difference, and it's, you know,
that's
7 games versus
big difference.
Do we like that? Does that help?
We love that. We love that. Why isn't anybody talking about that more?
I'm talking about it here on WEI
4:30 on a Friday.
I started at 2:30.
You almost missed it, dang it. That's a really good point because, I feel like Buffalo is – you get in that stadium. If you're from Buffalo, you play for Buffalo, it's just like this warm cocoon, man. It's just like the fans are like right there.
Yeah.
They're on top of you. They you go to the game and they got all the RVs and they tailgate on like – and it just – you're surrounded by your fans. Like they're
not called the Mafia by accident.
Have you ever seen a game in Buffalo? Have you?
I never have, but covering it from when I was working in New York, kind of watching it from afar, doing stories, it is out of their mind. They have a guy who will just stand in the middle of a group of fans and have everybody pour ketchup and mustard on.
Yeah.
And just get covered head to toe.
So you walk into the environment and just think of all of those crazies are on your side.
Right.
Right. And so I think from a psychological standpoint, I do see Josh just playing better at home.
Yeah.
And then you don't get that same feeling, not even close, when you go on the road. So I could see that being a factor. Now, Patriots fans, can they do their part to kind of get it going and make it loud and get it tough for Josh? You know, that would be great. You know, can we get those red seats? Can we get those, all you fancy folks, in those red seats, in your seats early and clapping your hands and...
Yeah, Greg Hill.
Let's go.
Whoa, calling out Greg Hill, the rich people.
Greg's famous for leaving early.
Oh, really? The red seats are what...
Sorry.
We haven't talked much about this Yikes. Michigan thing, and I don't know that we have time now, but Ted is referencing Sharon Moore. They have video of him in the jail cell or incarceration room.
That's
brutal. That story is out of control.
Yeah,
I'm sure people have been following it.
Brutal.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's go to Kevin in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, who is the proud owner of a new Drake May autographed football. How are we doing, Kevin?
Doing great, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well,
you'd be more excited.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening in the morning. We have a lot of people that are excited, but don't sound overly excited. But I trust you. You're excited.
Yeah.
But I've been asking everybody, Kevin. Go ahead.
I'm shaking with excitement.
There you go. There's a little shaking.
So that
like
means
that.
You're keeping the football, right? You're not going to re-gift this time of year.
Yeah, no chance.
Where's it going? Is it going out on display, man cave somewhere in the house? Where's it going?
Yeah, probably right in the bedroom if the wife will allow it.
There we go.
Wow, that just got kinky.
It's going to go right over the bed.
Drake May is going to be in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Just interesting. Hey,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, Kevin. And one last question. Is Drake May going to be better than Tom Brady?
Someday.
Okay. Oh, I love it, Kevin. Congratulations. Yeah, enjoy the holidays.
He went the other way. Don't say his last name.
And call us back and let us know how that conversation goes with your wife. When you ask her if you
why is Drake looking at us?
Why does it say Drake May right above my head when who knows what is going on? 617-779-7937. Let's work in a couple phone calls here. Let's go to Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
Let's see what Ralph has to say.
Hey, guys. This is a game, every once in a while, I'm not really a better, but I feel a game and I say, it just seems like this should be a Buffalo win because they have every single, every incentive to win this game. The only thing the Patriots have, I've kept track of like an inter-division game where a home team is an underdog, but it almost seems with this line, I expected the Patriots 1 or 2. It almost seems like the people of Vegas want you to bet the Patriots. And I look at it, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am wrong here, but if I have to make a bet, last year I loved the last Celtic game, and I think I said it on your show, they're going to win by 12 or more, and you guys said, and they got beat by, they're going to lose by 12 or more, they'll beat by 30. I see this as a Buffalo win. If you go by everything we've seen in the past, it's so hard to win 2 games from a team. Allen has a chance to really make his season this year. They need this game. So, I hate to say it, but I'm probably going to put some money, first game I've bet all year, on Buffalo.
All right, thanks for the call, Ralph. You shouldn't hate to say it. If you want to make money and you think that's going to happen, make yourself some money.
Ralph, I'm going to do more than just put money. I'm going to put my reputation and legacy on the line at 5:30.
Wow. That's priceless, too.
I might have similar thoughts to Ralph.
See,
Because of what's at stake for one team is different for the other team. And so at this time of year, I kind of lean to the teams that need it more than the other team.
I got a question, and I'm just genuinely curious. I don't have an answer one way or another.
Oh, good.
Does a Patriots win or loss in a game with the division on the line, like you can clinch the division with a win, against a divisional opponent at home, does a win versus a loss teach you anything about their ability to win a big game this season in a potential playoff situation in a couple weeks from now? Can you glean anything from that? Answer maybe no.
I'm going to lean, if you had to maybe just say a yes or no, I'd lean no.
Okay.
I would lean no as well. The big picture thing that would start to seep in my mind is, so you're a 3-loss football team and all 3 losses are at your stadium. Why is that? I don't know.
Right,
like that
right,
to me starts
right,
to become a trend.
Right.
Like you win
Do
on
we
the road.
Want the first overall seed.
Right. We're going to play a home playoff
the
game.
Second, even.
Should I worry about that? Like, is there a thing developing?
That will be just that. Just book it. That's going to be a lot of segments.
Yes,
in TV
absolutely.
And radio. Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I know those feels like a lifetime ago when you lost to the Raiders and the Steelers at home.
Yeah.
But when I look at the numbers and just sort of evaluate the data, you'll be a bad team at home or a mediocre team at home and a dominant team on the road. But no, other than that, if they lose to the Bills and then go beat the Ravens and then go beat the Dolphins and the Jets and finish out like that,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of ifs. That's a lot of ifs. I would like to see some killer instinct out of this team this week. I would like to see with something on the line where you kind of have your metaphorical boot on the throat of the Bills in the division. You can clinch a playoff spot, clinch the division, and improve your standing to getting the number one overall seed. I'd like to see some killer instinct from Drake, and I'd like to see it from the team this
year. Have you seen some teeth, though? Have you seen some killer?
Yes.
That's why I was so excited for the Giants game.
Yeah.
Because I saw some teeth.
Right.
Like in the first half, at least, they had the killer instinct. And then they took their foot off.
Did they use the teeth?
They bit and they go, I hurt them. I don't want to hurt them.
That's what
bad.
I was going to just say.
Well,
my stupid puppies do this. They both look vicious and they do like little nibbles.
Yeah.
That's the Patriots. Big teeth, little nibble in the fourth quarter.
I feel like in my mind, I hear what you're saying. I just feel like, boy, that Giants, I know it's the Giants. But they blew them out in a game in which they could have easily kind of just, totally checked out of, and they didn't. And that, to me, showed me a little something.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And the physicality that they brought to that game.
Right. And if they lose this game, it was a close game, nip-tuck at the end, then the team that won was supposed to win. They were predicted to win, and you barely lost. So I'm not going to hold it against them if they lose in a close game.
And Ralph, just a little tidbit on the line. It was the look ahead line, which comes before the weekend's games, was Patriots by a point and a half. And then they saw Josh Allen put on the Superman cape in Buffalo last week, and that swung the line. That's just what swung it. He got into a shootout with Joe Burrow, and he won that shootout. He's making plays with his legs and his arm, and Vegas was like, oh, that guy's still really good and special.
And people forget, I think the line in the first game, I think it was the Buffalo was favored by eight, or seven and a half, eight,
sounds
eight
right.
and a half.
Sounds right.
And now they're favored by a point and a half.
Right.
So that's a big drop
from
the last time they played them.
And I get it. Josh Allen did look special last week, and you don't want to have the Patriots favored by 3.5 and get everybody going, I think I'm going to take Josh Allen. He looked really good. And now, Vegas, you're set up to lose a boatload of money. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We see some people maybe calling Ralph out for his gambling knowledge or predictions. Up next, though, we are going to do a little Furzoco Friday. You remember it, Brian Furzoco, the basketball guy. He's got all these nerdy takes about his teams and the NBA. He's going to dispense some of those, and let's see if he gets Ted fired up. My prediction is Furzoco Friday gets Ted fired up. That's next here on WEEI.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, it's a festive Friday. It's also a Furzoco Friday. Brian Furzoco, how are we doing?
Oh, I like that.
Ted, I missed you last week. I can't lie.
You know what? My bad, buddy. I had to go see my dad and mom down in Houston.
I was like, he just guilt tripped you.
No, I know, right?
I'm sorry you missed me. I thought my dad might have.
He's a little more important than you, Brian.
I mean, he's 83 years old and, you know, just, I don't know.
I don't care about you, Brian. Stupid segment.
I miss you too, bud.
So, what do you got this week?
Well, so two weeks ago, I pushed back on Ted for his 3 points, Celtics 3-point shooting. Last week was getting under Andy's skin.
How did I look last night, huh?
Not great, especially your boy Sam Hauser did not look great.
0 for 9.
Yeah,
I'll say it again. We all hit as many threes as Sam Hauser did last night. The difference is he took nine of them. We took none.
Good for us.
Isn't he from the area, too? Like, I think going
he wasn't
into that
in the
game,
area.
Last week, I got under Andy's skin talking about trading Jalen Brown for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Stupid.
And I think he's still mad at me.
But it is an interesting debate, though, that one, I think. I think people have strong opinions. I think it's a really good topic. But
this week, I was... do you guys know what's next Tuesday, December 16th? What's taking place next Tuesday?
Eggnog night in my house, I believe.
Yeah, nobody does because it's the NBA Cup Finals.
What?
Next Tuesday. And I, as big of a basketball fan as I am and continue to be, like, I haven't really been that invested in it. Since it started a couple years ago, like, I couldn't tell you who the last two champions are. I think the Lakers maybe won 1 year because I remember them hanging a banner and everyone sort of made fun of them for it. But that's sort of, I don't remember who won it last year. Like, I just have never really been into the NBA Cup, whether it's a Celtics game, whether it's whoever. And you know me, I like watching NBA games no matter who's playing. I just haven't really gotten into it. I think a big problem, number one, is it's during the football season. Now, like I said, it's on a Tuesday, right? So it's not getting interfered with any NFL game, but still in the middle of the season. You still got hockey going on. MLB hot stove, you know, is still going. Yep. Like, there's just too much stuff. So
what's the best part of the NBA Cup, you think?
The courts? I think that's the most.
That's what I was going to say.
I think that's the most memorable
part. That's a problem.
Yeah. I think that's the most memorable part. When anybody asks you, oh, what's, you know, what's going on in the NBA Cups? Oh, I don't know, but I saw the Celtics stupid court. I saw the Bucks stupid court. It's lime green. It's blinding. I don't even, a lot of people are sort of tuned off from just watching it because the courts are so blinding and stupid.
Yep.
I think the NBA needs to fix both the NBA Cup and I think they need to fix the All-Star game. The All-Star game, we all remember last year, total joke. Kevin Hart was coming on
last
the
year.
Floor
every, year before,
every
year
5 seconds with the NBA TNT crew, and it was just a total joke. I think they should do and adopt what the NHL did last year with the Four Nations face-off, where Adam Jones and Keefe were in eagle suits and American flags wrapped around them. They were so into it. Everybody felt like they were getting into it. The numbers were crushing it. Now, you can't do that every year, and I don't think even if the NHL tried to do it again this year, it's going to replicate what it did last year. But I think in some way, shape, or form, you have to get the best players in the NBA to play for their countries. I think the money just, as silly as it sounds, like, they just don't care about the money. Their contracts are too big in the NBA. It's all guaranteed money. They don't care about winning a couple extra $1,000 if their team wins a championship. I think somehow, some way, you have to do it similar to the NHL, where you're playing for your country and you're getting stars who don't usually play together, right? You're getting LeBron, you're getting Durant, you're getting Curry all on the same team.
Who are the four teams you, or four countries you put?
So that's going to be a challenge, right?
U.S.
But the U.S., Serbia, France, and then
Spain.
Spain,
Germany.
I think the fourth one is going to be tough because I think there is sort of a dramatic fall off after that. You saw in the Olympics last year, or excuse me, 2 years ago, Serbia and France almost beat the U.S.
Right.
If you remember those games, like, both of those games were really close. Now, how do you get the fourth team? I don't know. Maybe you sort of compile a bunch of different countries to, right, a global team, which is what they're doing in the All-Star game. But it's, again, how much do you get people to care? I think if you're doing it a couple times, once every couple of years, that's how you get some of the players to buy
in. And you got to do it in Vegas because that's the only place those guys want to go play games like this.
You have
in Vegas.
To get them to a destination. Now, maybe you could do what they do for the Super Bowl, Ted, right? A rotation. Maybe you get New Orleans 1 year. Maybe you get Miami 1 year. Maybe you get Vegas another year, right? Like, sort of rotating LA, New York. But you have to find a way to keep it new. This is just not working with the NBA.
There's nothing on the line for these games, right? I mean, they just count as regular season games.
The regular season games.
If you win it doesn't give you anything extra at the end, right?
No. So there's no home court advantage. It's not like the team that wins it is guaranteed a top six spot in the playoffs. Like, the team that wins, the only thing they get is money.
Right.
Which at the end of the day, you know, again, as silly as it sounds, the NBA players, like, their contracts are guaranteed. They're making gobs and gobs of money. Like,
they spend what they make in that in one night at the strip clubs.
Exactly. Yeah. The night they spend in Vegas for that championship game blows all the money that they would have made from winning that.
Yeah, they always tell me, all the people tell me, like, oh, it's based on soccer. Like, this NBA Cup is based on soccer, where in soccer, in the various leagues, they'll take a break and they'll play these CONCACAF Cup and whatever these other. The difference is in those, there's other teams involved. Like, you could play, the Revs could be on the same field as Real Madrid.
But those games don't count towards your regular season records.
No, but at least they're interesting. These games count, but they're not interesting.
And it's different, Ted, right? Like, you can watch the Thunder play the Pelicans any night of the week, right? Yeah. Like, there's no difference there.
Thunder versus Duke, I'll watch.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you watch Celtics versus Duke, Celtics versus Kentucky?
No.
What?
Why would that interest me?
Let me ask you this. Would you watch Wizards Duke? And say, What if a college team actually beat a pro team?
I mean,
isn't that something we've talked about?
Alabama could beat the worst
destroyed.
NFL team.
Duke will get destroyed.
Okay,
are we doing this?
I think so, like, too.
Watch Alabama versus the worst team in the NFL. Watch, please. The worst team in the NFL would kill Alabama.
Yeah. But would you watch it?
Yeah, just to see the fire.
Exactly. Ratings are up. Boom. Okay. So, we just brought right. interest
I'm
just to it.
I'm not saying that, you know, there's one set answer, but what they're doing right now needs to change. And I think it could do them good if they're doing different things. If they're doing college teams, if they're doing, like, whatever it is, but it has to be something new.
I just think they, NBA in particular, has to be careful of not getting too, you're not catching the NFL, right? Like, we talked to Razor, and Razor feels like hockey knows where they fit.
Yeah.
Like, they don't love it necessarily, but they know who they are. Yeah. They're not trying to be something they are not.
Correct.
I think the NBA fancies itself something more than it is. Like, if you're second fiddle in the U.S., be happy as second fiddle and be like, baseball, hockey, see you guys down there. We're better than you. But, like, I feel like the NBA wants to catch the NFL.
Oh,
somehow.
They do. What was it? Mark Cuban famously said something about pigs slaughtered something. And hogs get skewered. I don't know. Yeah. But, it's on the minds of those NBA owners.
And it shouldn't be. Be happy. I know you're not supposed to be happy with second place or whatever, but they should be happy with second place and their ratings going up. Okay, Frizoka, you gave us something to think about.
Solid segment.
Appreciate it, Todd.
Solid segment, said Ted Johnson. So that means you might be back next Friday.
We'll put it on your promo tape, man.
Frizoka Friday. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, 5 o'clock hour time for The Drive. We're driving our way toward this massive football game at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Bills, Patriots, will continue to break it down. Take your phone calls, Rick, Pauly, Richard, and others. We see you lined up, 617-779-7937. The Drive and your calls next on WEEI.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.